Case number 10,109, David L. Grasso, north of Route 22, north of Noel Way, being lot 536 within Mariner's Cove. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park and a variance from the maximal allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Name and address.
David L. Grasso, 35589 Noel Way, Mariner's Cove,
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
For the board's information, this is a unique park, the Mariner's Cove. You have a 25-foot setback in the front that's been established, 2 foot from the sides and 5 foot from the rear, and 15 feet from any improvements. So with that in mind.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm trying to add on a shed to the house. There's no storage for me at all whatsoever. I'm planning to move down here permanently. It's been a summer home all along, and now I need some storage room, and there's not enough room between the two houses to really build it in there without getting a variance. That's basically what I'm looking for.
Do you know what your 35% is?
No, I don't.
Okay, we figured it out for you. Okay. You're going to need 177 square feet over. You're 177 square feet over the allowable 35% of your property.
Well, you explain that a little bit further to me because I'm not.
Okay, what you do is you take the size of your property, which the chief inspector went out there and did,
right,
measured that out. Okay, you take that, then you take length times width, okay?
Right.
In other words, you get a certain amount of square footage, 35% of that, and then you take the square footage of everything that's on your lot. In other words, any improvements on your lot, including your home.
Okay.
Okay? And you subtract that away, and you were allowed 1991, and then you had 1792, so that meant that when you have your mobile home, 792 square feet, and then 168 square feet for your deck, and 128 square feet for your shed. So if you subtract that from the 35%, you're over by 177 square feet.
Okay, so I can't do it.
Well, you're here for the variance.
Right.
Okay. I want you to know what your variance is.
Oh, what you're needing.
You're over.
I'm over.
Okay, as of right,
right
now.
Right, because the lots are too small. That's way.
We understand that. But I want you to understand what your variance is for.
Okay.
So that means if you put something else on there, you got to come back for another variance.
It won't be anything else added.
Okay.
No, that's okay. It. I just need shed.
Okay.
Have we had any of these in there of this size?
Of this Mariner's size?
Code? Yeah, or in there?
There, oh yes, in Mariner's Cove because of the unique
other lot sizes.
Lot sizes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the reason they went from 2 foot on the side, so that tells you something there.
Yeah. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hutton?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, because the lots are such as they are somewhat unique, and I believe that the variance enables reasonable use and cannot otherwise be developed. It is a minimum of variance to afford relief, so I would make a motion to approve case number 10,109.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hutson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,109. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Have a good evening.
You too. Okay.